Show business is a wonderful business to be in because you get up on a stage and you can sort of vent your spleen on the audience. You can. Like, I insult people for a living, not like Dennis McLean, you know, with the lips. You know those wonderful lips, eh? You know how he got those lips? Not like Connie Mulder, you know, 89 million and 189 million. Dennis's mother used to take him shopping to the supermarket. She used to stick him on the window outside. To hang there like an Interflora ad, you know what I mean? Me, I insult people because I believe as South Africans we must laugh at ourselves. I mean, the rest of the world does. Anyway, it's great being in show business. As I said, you know, people sometimes laugh at you. They didn't laugh at me last night. I was in Welkom. I said, my colleagues and I are extremely happy to announce that the electorate has given us the mandate for the next 4 years to bugger up the country even more. I wonder why I died. Welcome. That place is so slow that even the village prostitute is still a virgin. Unbelievable. Only place left in the world where even the hippies still wear safari suits, you know what I mean? But, you know, when you get people to smile, it's great, you know? But the thing, there are a couple of things, the one thing I hate about show business, spotlights. Mind you, the Jewish entertainers are all used to searchlights. So, especially when we work Hamburg, you know? I see a Jew walk on and say, don't get him out of the light for 1 second if I cock the Jew. Do you have any Germans here? We are the bastards. Come on. Yeah. Have we got any Lebs here tonight? Any Lebs? No Arabs, eh? I guess we don't hate them. Don't let them swim in the Red Sea because they leave a ring. Anyway, you see the whole Israeli army with Handy Andy. Those adverts on television, I don't know. Have you seen the plate glass advert? The guy going through the window. And then he goes through the plate glass one. Doesn't move. They're fantastic. So your little girl doesn't go through the window. She lands dying of a brain hemorrhage. You know what I mean? It's wonderful.
Oh!
Just think of those ads. Eh? Poop, oh, I don't know. I think if we just bung about 20 gallons of LSD in the reservoir that serves SABC, we'll get it going. Can you imagine what the synoptic chart would look like, eh? Kathy Casilli ripped out of her skull. It's pissing over Durban. Eh? And imagine what the epilogue would look like. Boy.
Jesus.
Father, what's a Bonaventure Rabinovitz or something? It's going to rain on the head of you sinners. The sky will open up snot and hurricanes will appear. Lightning will strike you all. The ground will open up and swallow you all. And pestilence will break out all over the land. And over the rest of Transvaal, it should be mild to cloudy.
Show football. No shit, folks. God is with you. Anyway.
But the thing I hate about television, I mean, show business, spotlights, because I used to get headaches from these spotlights. I don't know if you've ever listened to Tracy Dark. It's a good program, yeah.
The lives of Linnaeus.
Just have the Afrikaans version, eh?
Die Doers van Dornfontein.
And you're listening to this program, what, and you're so into it because this chick is opening locks and turning bullets back with her mind. I mean, makes Uri Geller look like an idiot, you know what I mean? Power! This lady's got power! And suddenly you're chewing your nails to the elbow, and suddenly they put on an advert for headache powders. Check Grandpa. Grandpa, for a headache like that, you need an enema with a truck, you know what I mean? Hey, and I tried everything, man. Baz, aspirin, Sindol, Becerol, Dolarol, Carisidin, all the cock in the world. Nothing worked. I still pounding in my head. Until my brother, he's a doctor, he said, why don't you try one of these? I said, what are they? He said, Manovla 28. Yeah, you ladies have been keeping them to yourselves for years, eh? And I took one. Now headache. Came back again, I took another one. Gone. Now I take one every day, never get any more headaches. Of course, every 28 days I do get a bit irritable, but that's nothing. Eh? Anyway, friends, I'm not what you've come to see, so I'll POVQ, which is piss off very quickly. Let me just get the stand. I've got to organize the stand. Big bum, eh? You heard of Fats Waller? Fats Miller. This is me. Ladies and gentlemen.
My husband and I.
Jesus, how does she get that high, the bitch? Anyway, friends, on our last night, I want to say on behalf of Dave Marks, I want you to give him a big hand because he organized the whole deal, right? Big hand for Dave Marks. But I must tell you now that on behalf of Dave and everybody who's going to be on stage tonight, I want to let you know that it's a real financial pleasure having you here tonight. Do we have any Greeks here tonight? Can't be. I don't see any flies around here. It's an amazing place, Greece. They don't kill the flies. You don't shoot your national bird. You know what I mean? But if Turkey were to attack Cyprus from the rear, would Greece help? That's the place. Istanbul, you stand with your back to the wall, the bricks jump out and get you. Swans are everywhere. Anyway. Friends, I want you to give a lovely welcome to a friend of ours who just come back from overseas last week or the week before. I don't remember. That's it, Machana. How's that, eh? That's what I think of you, eh? Put a kimbi in his mouth. Or give him a nice warm bottle of glue or something. Eh? My son of five comes home with a joke from school. He goes to school these days. You remember? He like five.
Daddy, why hasn't a hen got titties?
So no, why? Because the rooster's got no hands. 5 years old. That's what a King David education can do for you, you know what I mean? Oh, no. Anyway, friends, I want you to give a great welcome to a very good friend of ours. He's just come back, so please welcome him back, Mr. Paul Klingman.